Sean Hannity, weekdays at 1 on News Talk 550, KFYI.
Tell me to slow down if you think that the road that I'm on's going nowhere. Tell me to slow down if you know that I'm going too fast for my own good. Tell me to slow down if the way is leading
okay.
to a dead end.
I've been goofing around on the city council and the mayor recently about changing street names and going around the city and around residents and doing things. And it's just, I think it solves no problem. And you know my opinions. When something serious like this happens, where an officer is involved in a shooting and has to take somebody's life and is fully exonerated from any wrongdoing whatsoever, and yet the city council still pays out to that family, which then has people making statements about police brutality and justification, I have an issue. So we've got with us the representative. He is the president of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, which represents the lion's share of street cops here in the city of Phoenix. His name is Ken Crane. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
How far off are you? First of all, how outraged are you? Are you outraged at this payment? And what does it do to the relationship between the city and the police officers when it looks like this cop was cleared and yet they're paying out a settlement?
Well, Mike, it's a huge trust issue because, first of all, you hit the nail on the head. I've got a little skin in the game on this case. I was the union rep on call that night. I went out to the scene to represent the involved officer. So I'm pretty knowledgeable on the details of the case. But there was no criminal charges in this case. The officer was not found in violation of departmental policies. So we are as puzzled as anybody about why the city felt the need to write the family of the criminal that was shot a $1.5 million check.
You know, no cop ever wants to take somebody's life. We know that, you know, it's a sad thing that somebody had to lose their life in this case. But when the cop is found to be justified, and we all knew that that happened, it was said a long time ago, but now Jared Maupin puts out a statement today, and the header on it calls it, you know, payoff for police brutality. It doesn't damage in the record of this police officer, but he's still got to work as a street cop. And you don't want that kind of either reputation or that kind of thing hanging around you. And it's got to feel like the city doesn't have the back of these officers.
That's absolutely the case. This was purely and simply a political payout. There was no need to pay that kind of money out to the family. There was no justification to do it. And I would like to point you and your listeners to state code. Arizona Revised Statutes 13405 under justification for self-defense lays out when physical force is not allowed to be used. And I'm talking for citizens. And it says specifically to resist an arrest the person knows or should know is being made by a peace officer or a person acting in the peace officer's presence and at his direction, whether the arrest is lawful or unlawful. All right. The law says you're not allowed to fight with the cops. You're to submit to lawful authority. Mr. Brisman had numerous opportunities to follow that cop's direction, submit to lawful authority. He would be alive today had he done so, although in prison, but he would be alive. So this sends a bad message to the community, to our men and women who work the street. We're already under a lot of pressure out there. It's a very stressful job. But we see this as our city leaders selling us out.
Was there any conversation between your office and anybody on the city council before this decision was made?
I had some brief messages that went back and forth between me and one council member that said that let me know that it was possibly coming down the pike and that they were thinking of doing some kind of settlement payout. But so we kind of I kind of knew that it was in the works. And that it was impending, but, you know, didn't hear the actual news on it till, you know, when it hit the media. I think it was yesterday.
Well, you and I have talked most recently about staffing issues and the need that it was getting to dangerous levels. And we know that they are beginning to hire officers. Is it more difficult now to find not just qualified people, but people that want to do this job when stories like this are out there? If they don't feel like, when something happens and they're justified, that they're going to have people on their side, does it make them not want to take the risk of being an officer?
Well, I think that effect is out there. I think people look and see what's going on nationally in policing, and I think it does have an effect of having maybe a chilling effect on people that would otherwise want to take the job or do this job, maybe not wanting to do it. But furthermore, Mike, let me just talk to you this when you're talking about staffing and hiring. $1.5 million would get me 10 more cops on the street.
Yeah.
That money, we could hire 10 more cops. And all they want to do when we go down and beat them up on staffing is cry poor and talk about how much it's going to cost. But this city will major on the minor, and when a softball is lobbed across the plate, they can be guaranteed to miss it every time. When I say major on the minor, you know, transgender bathrooms, renaming streets, they'll make a big deal out of all that. And when something like this comes where it's a no-brainer, it's like, why should we be paying this money? It's a political payout. It's go away, don't bother us money. And it sets a dangerous precedent because then in the future people line up because the city of Phoenix is seen as an easy mark for people to come after them.
And the bigger issue for me is that if you're going to put cops on the streets, you should pay them. You should equip them with what they need to do their jobs. You should staff so that they've got backup when they need it. But most of all, when an incident happens and they're justified, you've got to stand behind them because they come out against them. When a cop does something wrong, I know that plea will come out when there's a bad cop or when something bad happens. Even your organization will come out and say that was the wrong thing to do. But when they don't do the wrong thing, you can't put them in the spot to appear as if they have.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mike. It's a good point. And PLEA has in the past, you know, we've had to have those hard talks with officers that have crossed the line or gone too far and just told them, hey, you know, you can't, this career is not for you. You can't continue to do this job. But, you know, what we also have to remember is that the truth is worth defending, even if it costs some money. And I'm telling you, if this had gone to a civil lawsuit, and here's what people need to remember. In a criminal case, the standard of proof is beyond a reasonable doubt. That means you better be at that 99%+ confidence level to secure a conviction. In a civil suit or a civil wrongful death suit, it's preponderance of the evidence. You only have to tip those scales 51% in your favor to get a finding. And do you really think that if somebody took this case to court, you're going to get a jury that's going to go 51% in your favor? Probably not, especially when it's been investigated criminally and nothing was done wrong, and your own department said you didn't violate our policies. Why wouldn't you defend that guy?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the message they should be sending. And I'm sad that they, it's sad that they didn't. It's sad that they made this payout. I appreciate, as always, talking with you when you're willing to come on and talk about these topics. And I'd like to get an update from you in the future on staffing and how you feel the hiring process is going, if they're doing it fast enough, and what the department's going to look like in the next year or so.
Hey, not a problem. Be happy to do that, Mike. And as always, thanks for supporting us, and thanks for the time to come on.